Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Shock Doctrine, The Rise of Disaster Capitalism, Naomi Klein dives deep into the unsettling world where economics and disaster intersect, revealing how moments of crisis have been exploited to push through controversial economic policies. Published in 2007, Klein's meticulous investigation uncovers a disturbing pattern of what she terms disaster capitalism, where disasters, natural or man-made, are seized upon by wealthy corporations and politicians to push through radical free market policies while citizens are too distracted by the chaos to resist. Steering through historical events and contemporary scenarios, the book is a critical examination of capitalism's darkest facets, making a compelling case for reevaluating our economic practices and priorities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the origin of the shock doctrine. Naomi Klein traces the origins of the shock doctrine back to the economic theories of Milton Friedman, a Nobel Prize-winning economist affiliated with the Chicago School of Economics. Friedman advocated for the implementation of free market policies and believed that crises presented the perfect opportunity to introduce drastic economic reforms. Klein argues that this idea has informed the actions of governments and multinational corporations for decades, leading to the privatization of public services, deregulation of industries, and widespread austerity measures, often against the public interest. Through historical examples, Klein shows how this doctrine has been applied, often resulting in devastating long-term consequences for the affected communities. Secondly, the role of natural disasters. One of the most alarming revelations in Klein's book is how natural disasters are exploited as opportunities for profit. From Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans to the tsunami in Sri Lanka, Klein documents instances where disasters were used as a pretext to remodel economies and societies on neoliberal lines. Through these case studies, the book illustrates how disaster capitalism takes advantage of the chaos and distraction created by crises to push through unpopular reforms, such as the privatization of essential services and the erosion of labor rights, without significant public discourse or opposition. Thirdly, war as a facilitator for economic change. Klein expands her scrutiny to the ways in which war and conflict serve as catalysts for implementing economic reforms that benefit a select few at the expense of many. The book delves into the Iraq War, explaining how the conflict was used to radically transform the country's economy. By focusing on the reconstruction of Iraq, Klein reveals how the process was hijacked by private interests, leading to a wholesale transformation of the Iraqi economy. Through these insights, the book sheds light on the broader implications of using war as a means to enforce economic policies that would otherwise be rejected by the public. Fourthly, psychological manipulation and public control. Klein discusses the psychological tactics used alongside economic policies to ensure public compliance, drawing parallels between these methods and those used in torture. She explains how governments and institutions induce a state of shock, or collective trauma, in the population, making it easier to manipulate public opinion and push through radical reforms. The use of fear, disinformation, and surveillance is analyzed, revealing how these strategies are used not only during acute crises, but also as ongoing tools to maintain control and suppress dissent. Lastly, the resistance to disaster capitalism. Despite the grim picture painted by the previous topics, Klein does not leave the reader without hope. The final section of the book is dedicated to the increasing resistance to disaster capitalism. Klein cites examples from around the world where communities have successfully opposed the implementation of draconian economic measures and preserved their rights and resources. These cases serve as a powerful reminder that, even in the face of overwhelming odds, collective action and grassroots organizing can pave the way for more equitable and sustainable economic models. In conclusion, Naomi Klein's The Shock Doctrine, The Rise of Disaster Capitalism, is a revealing and important read for anyone interested in understanding the true cost of capitalism in its most predatory form. Through meticulously documented case studies, Klein shows how crises have been manipulated to push through devastating economic reforms. The book serves as a wake-up call to be vigilant about the economic forces shaping our world, especially in times of disaster. It's particularly relevant for activists, economists, and policymakers, but also for everyday citizens seeking to understand and resist the mechanisms behind economic inequalities. By illuminating the patterns of exploitation and resistance, Klein offers a pathway towards a more just and sustainable economic future, making this an invaluable resource for shaping the ongoing discourse around capitalism and its alternatives. If you would like to support Naomi Klein, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.